Hi, I'm WBHM's managing editor, Andrew Yeager. 2021 was a challenging year for many, us included, with a pandemic, economic uncertainty, so many other issues swirling around us. But 2021 was also a banner year for WBHM, not only for our public service journalism, which is at the core of what we do, but also for forging new connections to support the community we live in. Our news team, of course, spent a lot of the year focused on the pandemic.
Recently, Etheridge says guys have been talking about the coronavirus vaccine and whether or not they're going to get it.
Yeah, you have some people that have got the shot you talk to and they're, you know, ready for the other one. You know, you have some people that say they're not going to take the shot.
Etheridge has made his decision. He's already had his first dose of the vaccine. But he understands some people don't trust the system, don't trust the government. Some people don't know enough about the vaccine or how to get it.
At the same, we heard about how the Delta surge put incredible pressure on healthcare workers in Alabama.
This is Dr. Ali Hassoun. I'm an infectious disease specialist in Huntsville, Alabama. I was supposed to be off the last 2 days, but because of the surge in COVID-19, I have been working for almost 3 weeks now daily. Of course, the cases with COVID continue to increase significantly. The hospitals getting full, the ICU bed getting full. Not only the hospital base is getting full, but there's shortage of staff. There's shortage of nurses. It's very hard to keep healthcare professionals continue doing what they're supposed to do with community is not doing their part.
How parents and teachers try to keep kids safe.
Students will have to wear masks and sanitize their hands before entering and exiting the classroom. There will be no rugs because they spread germs, and students will have to play their instruments in socially distant small groups. But Warner doesn't want her students to be concerned about COVID at school.
I think all they think about is COVID sometimes. I know that's how it was, especially in the beginning for me. So honestly, trying to think about something else is my focus. Like, the happy things that are going on instead of the annoying or dangerous things of COVID.
Warner puts up.
We're pretty familiar with severe weather in Alabama, and 2021 brought several rounds of tornadoes. As tornadoes raked over the Birmingham area in March, we were reporting not just for our own community, but for NPR's audience across the country.
Power. Mary Scott Hodgen of member station WBHM is in Calhoun County, Alabama, east of Birmingham, where the five deaths have been reported. Mary Scott, thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning.
Can you describe what you've seen today?
Yeah. So when I first drove up this morning, I got to one of the worst hit areas, and there were power lines down everywhere in the road and, you know, on the side streets and big pieces of debris along the road. It's a really rural area. And so, you know, there's a lot of fields and trees. And then you just sort of come upon this area where all those trees are down. And there's just widespread destruction, stuff everywhere, you know, clothes, furniture, toys. There was a church that was destroyed, and I walked around it. And, you know, tornadoes are really strange like this. You know, the church had been hit, and the whole back wall was gone. But you can see the books were just perfectly lined up on the bookshelves, mm-hmm. and the table and the chairs are just sitting there untouched. So, the destruction.
We're able to have fun as well. Birmingham's sports scene grew with the addition of a new downtown stadium. In November, that facility hosted the first ever state championship in girls flag football.
Touchdown, Auburn.
Pump the brakes, college football fans. This Auburn team isn't the Tigers you're familiar with.
Number 17, Lily Wellbaum, with the completed pass to number 15, Ivy Davis. The result of the catch is a touchdown.
Under the Tuesday night lights a couple of weeks ago, Auburn High School went head-to-head against John Carroll Catholic High School in Birmingham in a girls' flag football game.
Our fact-based, engaging journalism clearly resonated with listeners. We were the number one news radio station in Birmingham during morning drive for the whole year. In March, WBHM achieved a 4.5 share, our highest ever. We continue to attract an audience online with more than a million visitors to WBHM.org and significant growth on Instagram and LinkedIn. Then there's our listener Facebook group, Y'all's Things Considered. That grew to more than 1,400 members in 2021. There's no question local journalism faces pressure, and one way we responded is through collaborations. We're the lead station for the Gulf States Newsroom, a multi-state collaborative of reporters in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Locally, we helped shepherd six different media organizations to put on a mayoral debate during the city's election in August.
I would like to introduce Mr. Darrell Williams, who has just joined us. Mr. Williams was having some technical difficulties. He is tardy to the party, but we would like to welcome him now. Next, we'll move on to a question from AL.com's Roy S. Johnson. And this question is for Jefferson County Commissioner LaShonda Skills.
Perhaps the most unusual collaboration of the year was with Red Clay Media's It's a Southern Thing, an online humor brand. I mean, a public radio station coming alongside a group that makes silly videos? Well, with funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, we produced five TikTok videos combating vaccine misinformation.
Is everything you guys eat fried?
First of all, it's y'all, and no, not everything we eat is fried.
And you all wear shoes, right?
Okay, that's actually offensive.
Sorry. And y'all have the COVID-19 vaccine, right?
We do.
I'm not really sure if I'm gonna get it, though. I've heard it can cause fertility issues because your body will fight every spike protein like it's COVID and terminate the good ones associated with pregnancy.
No.
No, you don't have the vaccine?
Yes, we do. And no, the COVID-19 vaccine does not impact fertility in men or women.
Are you sure?
100%. Honey, can you come here for a sec? This is my wife. She's pregnant and vaccinated.
She works here too?
No, she brought my lunch.
Oh, what are you eating?
Fried chicken, fried okra, french fries, and for dessert, fried pie.
I thought...
Okay, sometimes everything is fried. A lot. Most every... Okay, that part is true.
The videos were viewed more than 800,000 times. Our staff members serve on various local boards and professional organizations within the public radio community. Our on-air reporters moderated panels, organized a podcast project at a local high school, and offered up a little reading for a local child literacy nonprofit's virtual holiday party.
Today, I'd love to share with you a lovely Christmas story called Tough Cookie, a Christmas story. Here we go. Once upon a time, while Fox was visiting Christmastown in the land of holiday treats, a little cookie, still warm from the bakery oven, burst out the front door and shouted, "I'm a sweet cookie!"
Even with all that, we knew there was more we could do to serve the Birmingham community.
1 in 4 children in our region are food insecure.
That's WBHM's membership director, Sabrina Balch. She says the Community Food Bank of Central Alabama tripled the number of families they were serving pre-pandemic. We partnered with them and found a way to help. WBHM leveraged corporate sponsors and listener donations to raise money that resulted in 18,000 meals going to families in need.
We are tapped into the community on lots of different levels. We are a community resource not only for that reliable, independent journalism that people expect, but we are here to help build community in as many ways as we possibly can.
Building community. That's what we're doing here at WBHM. Through solid journalism, through community connections, on air, online, in person, virtually. Even in the midst of an ongoing pandemic, we continue to thrive. For all this and more, WBHM deserves strong consideration as the Alabama Broadcasters Association's Radio Station of the Year. Thanks.